Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your host, Christopher Moores. Broadcasting live from beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Glad you could join us this evening. I have the feeling it's going to be an amazing show. It's called Inner Space, and tonight we have a guest who I'm going to introduce in just a few moments, Michael Golger, and I'm looking forward to his visit very much. He's going to give me a reading, and then I'm going to interview him, and then we are going to open up for callers. And I know he comes with a lot of friends, and welcome to his friends from his site, which I'll give right now for those listening, http://, as always, www.geocities.com/goingwithin2004. I'll give it again, www.geocities.com/goingwithin2004. And I also have his information linked up at my site, www.creativecosmos.org. And as always, we thank our hosts at bbsradio.com, who I know that you must know where that is or you wouldn't be listening. So thank you for joining us. And I have some more big news to report before we get in to the flow here. I have the pleasure of announcing that tonight, and well, starting on Monday, I'm a part of the TNT radio team, and this was started by Nevin Campanella, who is still going to be doing the show on Tuesday through Thursday at 6 o'clock, and tonight Simon did his first show Friday, and he's going to be doing the shows on Friday at 6 o'clock. So great job tonight, Simon. I caught it. Good news, and caught some really nice flows there, and I look forward to hearing your style develop and developing my own style within this genre as well. So TNT Radio, Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock. And, yeah, we've also been working hard on the new Transcendence World Movement .com website. That's been extremely interesting watching new people come into there and interacting. So a lot of really good things coming on, and we're the last bit of news, at least for now, is that we're just about finished with Pearly Gates Press Volume 2. And we've gotten some orders for Pearly Gates Press Volume 1, and I think everybody's enjoyed it so far, so look for that coming up real soon. And we're going to have call-ins later. We're going to after the first tune, I'm going to take a couple calls. And then in the third major section of the show, I'm going to take calls, and then we're just going to let it run for a while. But I want a chance to talk with Michael uninterrupted. He's going to read me, and then vice versa. So it's going to be really interesting. And last week on the show, we learned how to boost our psychic abilities. And this week, we get the pleasure of being with a master intuitive consultant who has been giving psychic readings for over 40 years. So this is going to be great. I welcome to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, BBS Radio's host of Your Inner Thoughts, Michael Golger. Hello, Michael.
Thank you, Christopher. It's good being here.
Yeah, it's great to have you.
It was quite an introduction.
I've been getting a little on the long-winded side lately, but I have interacted with so many people, I just have to, can't stop
thinking
and sharing. It's awesome.
I hope I get that good. I still get nervous knowing it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I heard some of your show the opening night, and I listened to your interview with Michael Mapes, and I feel like I'm getting to know you already.
I feel the same way here. I love being at BBS Radio. I thank everybody there. And it was an awesome break, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's. I feel the same way about my show. I feel like that's a big part of Don's work and Douglas and everybody at BBS Radio, is where they found so many people who've been working on their own, and they're bringing us all together and giving us all a chance to interact, and I feel the energy is just shooting through the roof.
Oh, that's awesome. And in here in my real, I call it my real world instead of my internet world.
Uh-huh.
People enjoy this because they can just go to a site and hear it on radio instead of a chat room.
Yeah.
So it was a big leap for me out of chat into mainstream media.
And the archives, too, that's an excellent thing.
They're awesome. I can't wait for my debut to go up. I keep looking. I know they're busy, so I try not to be a pest, but I can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah. Well, you'll start building up shows, and then pretty soon there will be so much you won't even know what to do with it all.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope I'm here a long time. I'm enjoying myself.
Welcome. From the creative cosmos, and
it's great to be
here. Speak for everybody.
Yes, and would you like me to go right into your reading and then take some calls or have some questions?
How about we do the reading for me, and then we'll listen to a tune, and then we'll take a couple calls, and then you and I will chat, and then we'll open it wide up after a while and just go right to calls.
Okay, sounds good then. All right, let's see what we're getting for you.
All right.
I've been looking forward to reading you.
Yeah, I feel like we've already been interacting kind of in the astral realms. I feel like I felt your energy last night and almost felt like you were tuning into mine as well.
I was. I've been looking at your picture for 3 days. I'm very interested in what you do, and I felt very good about it. And right off the bat, I'm being pulled to business and work and business-like matters with you, around you.
Okay.
Let's see. I hear my imagery and feel it. So the first thing I'm feeling is I'm being pulled to, like, negotiations or maybe some judicial matters or it's, like, business-like matters, and I'm feeling good news to that.
Oh,
so
great.
If you have anything out there that's in, like, negotiations or needs to be, agreements need to be made and decisions need to be made on it, I feel it'll be in your favor.
Oh, well, that's great to hear.
And it should be favorable to you. I'm hearing negotiations.
Okay.
Being one.
That's good. That definitely has meaning for me.
Yeah, and anything else that may be connected to it, also, you should have no problem going through. Actually, what I'm feeling, I feel like clear sailing with business and finances and work matters with you. And I'm also hearing financial security, so I feel like it's connected to finances.
Wow.
There is a lot of financial stuff with this, so. And I'm feeling also that it's almost like there's a need to kind of, like, not worry so much about money because it's going to be okay and it's going to get better. And
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Yeah, and it just feels like there's been a worry about finances, and it is an issue. And it would.
Yeah, you know, it comes up once in a while. You lead an artist's life, and most of the time you don't really need much because you're creating all the time. But then every once in a while, you got to notice those things that pile up in your mailbox.
Yep, they do. And yes, and definitely creation. You're definitely a creator. You know how to create, and you know how to do it positively, and you're going to do a lot of good with it also. And there is a good heart there. There's a heart that wants to help and wants to make a difference in the world. And it feels real good, too. It's very positive and strong. And it's going to increase. It's going to be a major part of your being right till the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's great. That's really been the goal of mine, is to move to where I can just create and express myself in all the ways I can and just be happy doing that.
Yes, and it's very powerful, too. It's going to continue throughout your life, I'm feeling. Usually I only do a 30-day reading a month. I'd like to just give you what I can that would help you within the next 30 days.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling like you're a very old soul, and you came in to help and to create and do it in a positive way and reach many people, not just a few, many. And it's going to bring you a lot of pleasure also. You get pleasure from it, and you're going to be driven and continue to be driven to create positively and in many different ways.
Yeah, that feels right on. I mean, that's what I do, and I feel right now even it's expanding, and yeah, I think it is kind of coming to a point of where it's ready to kind of move to the next level.
I'm getting very good imagery around you. Blessed, I'm hearing blessed. You are blessed. The heavens are blessing you. I'm getting angel interaction with you. I'm getting guidance from spirit with you. I'm also getting, there may be times where it may become a little, you'll be tended to be pulled to the physical. Try not to let the physical at times influence you when you know it shouldn't.
Yeah.
Dwell on spirit, because the physical at times can pull you and you may get a little wrapped up in it, but it doesn't seem to be an issue or a problem. You always pull out of it and handle it well.
Man, you are doing awesome, man. That's good stuff.
Thank you, buddy. And it gets better because, you know, and I'm also getting some relationship activity here. I'm being pulled to like the end of February. Between now and the end of February, there should be some. I'll tell you, it's. Are you in a relationship?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a very good, healthy, and strong relationship with a woman, Amy.
Okay. And that's going to just keep getting better. Okay. It doesn't get any better. It's going to do well for you. Somebody around you that you care about or you interact with may be getting engaged or married, or you may find yourself being invited to a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And, you got a lot of good stuff around you.
Good. That's great to hear.
You go into the end of February doing fantastic in all areas. Health issues are improving, if there is any health issues with you or anybody. I'll pick up on anything you interact with or anybody you interact with.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I understand.
And it starts out on you're in a circle, and then it works its way out into the community and your workplace. And then I can also focus in different areas. So. But this blessing goes out through all areas in your life. And let's see.
That's great. That's good news. I was even interested in seeing if you would pick up the angel influence in particular, because I definitely feel, I mean, I feel like myself that's kind of where I come from, and so I also feel that around me a lot.
Significant. It jumped right out at me. I channel Raphael, so I am in touch with angel influences and activity, and I'll feel their wings fluttering around you, and also I can hear music from them, and I communicate with them in many different ways. I'm getting a lot of children imagery for some reason. Are you a teacher?
Yeah, I have a lot of music students, and I kind of make it a personal mission to just like secretly plant a lot of good seeds about character and truth and things that aren't always talked about, and try to treat kids with a lot of respect.
No, because teacher, I keep hearing teacher, teacher, teacher. You were born to teach, and you make a difference in the world just by your teaching alone. That's the significance you make on the planet. Just your teaching alone is making a difference in the world. That doesn't even count all the other stuff that you're involved in.
Yeah, that's an incredibly accurate portrayal too, because I that's kind of one area of my life that's kind of like a hangover from the past, but I've come to terms and found a nice place for that in my life in the bigger picture of the greater work that I'm trying to do.
Right. I'm getting some birth imagery. Is there anybody expecting around you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, my sister is.
Okay, because I'm getting a birth that may be involved with you, and you'll be interacting with that also. And I'm getting, it's a gifted child. That child is also gifted.
Gifted?
Gifted.
Yeah, how about this? I felt myself. Well, yeah, I felt like I contacted that soul, or that soul contacted me as well, and that it was a part of our soul group or something like that. Do you see that at all?
Yes, I believe this is what the gift is. I feel like you're in a circle, and your family are a very connected soul group in past life, and this child is directly connected to that.
Okay. And speaking of past lives, do you get any kind of past live reading off me at all? I have a few inclinations here and there. I'd like to hear what you come up with, if you come up with anything.
It's funny you're asking me that, because I knew you were going to ask me that when I was looking at your picture.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel, like you said earlier, that I'm an old soul, and I came to find that out.
Definitely an old soul.
Definitely, and I definitely feel like I've been around a long time, and tracing back the meaning of what has occurred in my life, I realized that, very much like what you said, that's what I'm here for, and some of the things I experienced were to teach me the lessons I needed to learn that I could then share later.
Yep. That's what you're here for. I am getting some past life. When I was looking at your picture the other day, I was shown a connection to what I would take to be like a almost like a monk. So there was a old world Catholic setting, almost like you were heavily connected to religion and the study of it and the practice of it. That was one of your lives I was picking up on. And another one I was picking up on was, believe it or not, I believe that you were a slave, a black slave, actually. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I was shown a black slave, but it was in a very regal era. The slaves were wealthy. They looked wealthy. And you were more of a servant, you know, that type of aura.
Yeah, I can feel that. I mean, even in some of my tunes, or, you know, I write music and I draw, and so a lot of clues show themselves. And I've even found myself suddenly singing, like, what would seem to be that kind of like a spiritual, I got holes in the soles of my shoes, or something like that, you know.
That's good. And there was one other lifetime that I was also being shown, and I believe it was, believe it or not, a nun. I don't know if you...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I believe it was a female, and it was a nun. And that was about all I was getting on that the other
night. I felt a bit of both the first two that you said. I hadn't really thought of the nun, but that's kind of hard to see yourself, or sometimes that those...
Yeah.
Things like that get kind of...
And it could be it was maybe a past life interaction with a nun, possibly. I'm not sure, but I felt very strongly that it was a an old world nun. You know, many, many lives. I get the feeling that the order was very medieval, that type of setting.
Yeah, I like a lot of music from that era. Maybe I was...
Definitely a medieval connection.
Yeah.
And let's see. I get some numbers sometimes, and I got some numbers around you I'd like to relay them to you.
Okay.
I got a 6 and a 4, a 9, and a 19. Now, they've been anywhere from lucky numbers to days of the month, or maybe even run them through numerology. You might get a reading within a reading.
6, 4, and 19.
Yep. Okay, and that's about all I'm really getting on you. When I connect to you, I get a certain amount of energy on my sitter, and then they pull back, and the reading ends.
Well, thank you. That was excellent. And that leads us perfectly. Going along with the fact that I knew you were going to be reading me, I chose a tune called Welcome to My Mind.
Welcome to My Mind. My mind, space, my time, place.
We are back, and so just to get you rolling on the calls here, we're gonna take a couple now, and then we're gonna. All right, we got one. Put her on through, whoever it is. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, who may I ask is calling?
Chad.
Hello.
Hello.
Do we got a guest or a caller on the line?
Yes, sir.
We do have a caller, but his line must be very bad.
Oh, I can't. I hear just a very light noise.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you better. What's your name?
Chad.
Okay, you got a question for Michael?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
How you doing? Go ahead and ask your question.
I was wondering what you see for me.
Good, general reading, because I'll try to keep them short tonight, because I know there's a lot of callers and we don't have much time.
Okay.
So I'll get out what I can to you, and hopefully it'll help you with something.
Okay.
Okay. I'm hearing right off the bat with you, I feel like I got some kind of a test or an interview going on, or I will have, within the next 30 days, and I'm feeling that you'll do okay with that. Or somebody close to you does, and it's important. And I'm hearing exams, testing, interviews of some kind. And I'm also feeling I'm being pulled to school or training. Like you're either in school, you want to go to school, you're wondering if you should, or somebody close to you is, and they should, and they will do well if they're involved, or they want to start, or they want to go into it. Okay, and now I'm also being pulled to, work world business matters, and I'm hearing there's a need to go slowly. I feel like I need to think about something before I rush into it. There's a warning here between now and the end of February not to rush into anything, especially if it's, finances or business.
Okay.
Sleep on it and think about it. If you can sleep on it for 30 days, by all means, go ahead, and you'll be able to make a better decision around the end of February on any business or money matters. Okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay, did I help you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. See you later. Thanks for appearing on the show. We got a couple more callers before we take a break into the interview section. I'll give the number. I haven't really given it yet tonight. 1-888-268-4313. I'll give it again. 1-888-268-4313. Okay, caller. Hello.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good evening. It's Julia. How are you?
Oh, very good. Glad to hear you.
How you doing,
well,
Julie?
You had an awesome reading there. Wow.
Yeah, lucky guy. Sounded exactly really helpful for me, so I hope Michael has got something helpful for you.
Well, thank you, and thank you personally for all that you've done for me.
Oh, my pleasure. That's what I'm here for. And like I say, all the folks at BBS Radio, we really are here to help, and we are here to stay.
Yeah, I agree with that. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Right off the bat with you, too, I'm going to business, finance, work, career. Could be you or somebody important to you that you're going to be interacting with. And I'm feeling like I feel like I'm getting a raise or a promotion, but at the same time, more responsibility is being given to me also, and I need to be prepared for this. And or if you're looking for a raise or a promotion, you should see it probably within the next 30 days, end of February. And by all means, if you are offered something, even if you're a little intimidated by the workload or the responsibilities, go ahead and jump on it because it would be successful. That's about it, really. It's all with the work, business, and finance with you, and promotion and raises are moving forward or expanding in some way. So everything in your work world looks great. I hope that helped you.
That's wonderful. That's exactly what I'm looking for, a job.
Yeah, good.
Well,
yes.
I'll tell you what, I'm willing to bet probably within the next 30 days or by the end of February you'll be working and you'll be happy with it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you both.
All right. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break on the calls for a few, just so I can ask Michael a couple questions about himself. So this will be interesting. So just kick back for a few, and then we'll play a real short tune and open the lines wide up, and that's all we'll do. We'll just take calls. So don't worry. Hang tight. I just want to ask him a couple more questions when we have someone... such talents here, we want to take advantage of it. So, yeah, Michael, I heard you mention a couple different times that you got your abilities when you were, or you discovered them when you were about 10 years old. Is that right?
Yes, I was very young. I was 9, 10. I always remembered being pulled to metaphysics or the paranormal or anything connected to it in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, was it, when you say you discovered them at that age, like I remember I had some abilities at that age, but they were pretty obscured by other things. Now for you, were you pretty clear with it? Did you know what you were doing?
I was very clear. I was a different child. I was heavy in school and, a loner. And you know, when you're different in school, it's rough.
Yeah.
And so I went within myself at that time in my life, and I was always alone, always off to myself, and the only place that made sense or felt good was within myself. So I learned at a very early age how to interact with that, how to get in and get out and play around in there.
Yeah.
I was interacting with I didn't even know what chakras were, and I was interacting with them.
Wow. So for myself and the way I look at things, that must mean that you're a pretty old soul yourself.
Very old soul. I lived a million years.
Wow.
Believe me.
Now, this is a question I wanted to ask you. I don't know if you're, if you do much of this, but talking like that makes me think of one of these questions I wanted to ask you, now, in that million years, did you ever live anywhere but on Earth?
Yes. It's the universe is, there's no end to it. There's nothing you can't do in spirit. There is a spirit realm, a spirit world, and you interact with your thoughts. Your thoughts are your words, and your energy is your body. And whatever you take with you through your lifetimes adds to that energy. And it's words can't describe it. It would be like seeing God himself in the physical. You would not be able to understand it. And there's so many different versions of it in theories is because of what goes on there. There's that many theories there, and there's that many ideas there and experiences.
Right.
There's absolutely no limit to spirit. And
so can you remember all the way back to before you incarnated in this body?
I had many, many experiences. So many, I don't even know if we can even touch on them here. But I will try to relay... astral travel, out-of-body experiences, vivid dreams, communicating with spirit during a dream state, communicating with your guides and visualization. I tell everybody to learn how to meditate and to meditate every day.
Right.
And once you achieve that, even if it's only 15 minutes a day, then try.
It doesn't take much for it to start awakening all kinds of things.
No, once you start, even if you can do it for 15 minutes, even 5 minutes a day would be a start. to be able to stop the chatter and to start your journey within.
Right. And you have to, one thing I always bring up and always try to mention is it's not an obligation. It's not like a chore. It's not something you have to do. It's a,
it's a
release.
It's your true self. It's, where you're headed. It's what you are. It's, you have to go within. And, Jesus said in the Bible, the kingdom of heaven is within. It's not over there, not over here. It's within. And the beginning of that is through meditating and your chakras. And the next step would be visualization. Without those three ingredients and belief, you have to have a belief. And without those ingredients, you're always going to be just living out your experiences and not interacting with them.
Right.
To become a creator, you need to learn how to use your tools.
Exactly.
You know, and
right, in your body and your senses and everything. I mean, those are tools too.
Exactly. And then when you get to that state, then you got to realize that what you put out, you get back. So, and that's what Jesus came to say too. All the holy men came to say that. You know,
right.
That whatever you put out, you get back.
And yep, that's the Tao as well.
Yes, and it's the hardest lesson to learn. Look,
yeah.
Look, and we still don't know. We still, a majority of mankind don't understand that, that what you put out, you get back. That's why Jesus said, love your enemy. Because Jesus knew if you send love to him, it comes back to you with love.
Right.
Instead of warfare.
Yeah.
So, and I learned all this at a very early age. I've been this way all my life, as long as I can remember. I thought and felt exactly the way I do now.
Wow, yeah, that's great.
My mom was somewhat of a spiritualist, and they had their psychics and, you know, and their mediums. And we lived in New York City in Brooklyn, and there was a lot of that at the time, you know.
Yeah,
the old,
so you kind of had an atmosphere that allowed it or was conducive to it a little bit.
Yeah, my mom had a touch of it. She didn't use it or expose anybody to it, but she had it and she knew it and she knew how to use it. And you felt it and I felt it and she's seen it and felt it in me. And when they had their little get-togethers, I would sit around and listen. And I was reading books on Edgar Casey when I was 12, 13 years old, you know, reading about Edgar Casey and Arthur Boyd and Ruth McCullough.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because I even, going into some of these other more esoteric realms, I was going to ask you if you were interested in him at all.
Edgar Casey was a major influence in my life. Edgar Casey was. I was lost until I found him. I was bouncing all over the place, and I knew there was something going on with me, and I didn't know exactly what it was. And when I discovered Edgar Casey, it all made sense to me.
Yeah, what a relief that is, isn't it?
Yes, it was a very profound experience, finding and understanding Edgar Casey. It cleared everything up for me, how he related his abilities to Christianity, and that it wasn't something evil or an agent of Satan, and that it was a positive thing, and it was a natural thing, and there was a science behind it, and a plan. And it all made sense to me, and from there I just became what you see now.
That's awesome. Man, you're definitely good at what you do. I can tell you're free and tuning in and just letting it you're flowing. I can just can feel how
I love
how
doing it. I just love doing it. I can't do it enough.
Well, that's why we got you on the show.
I want the whole world to hear me. That's how I.
Well, it's great that you got your show now too. I'll be definitely tuning in to Your Inner Thoughts on a Wednesday at 11 p.m. Central on BBS Radio.
Yeah, I was talking to Don that maybe I could do a day show for the daytime listening audience.
Yeah.
And I think he mentioned that there'd be no problem, so we're going to get together on that probably and. Set that up. I'm looking forward to it.
Wow, that's cool too.
Because there's so many people that want to get a hold of me, and it's really expanding. I'm just sitting here watching this thing take off, and it's just it's different. I'm not used to it, but it's fun, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, so, I mean, you say you've been doing it for most of your life. Now, all of a sudden, you got this point that...
It was more of an academic level and just family and friends. I was somewhat of a recluse and a hermit. I stayed basically to myself, meditated, studied, practiced, and just helped my friends and family. And then when I discovered the Internet, I was actually looking for alternative healing methods on the Internet. And my guides were, for 3 years before I found the Internet and the computer, my guides were, had me obsessed with chat. I started absorbing everything about the Internet, computers, and chat, specifically chat.
Yeah.
I
think a number of us felt all of a sudden this click with the computer, just as, I mean, because I've talked to a number of guests how just a few years ago, we all just started doing kind of similar things on our own, and now we're coming together.
That's true. It's amazing how it's expanding. And John Edwards and James Van Praagh had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I've watched their shows many times.
You know, and it put it out there into the public in the mainstream. I remember watching John Edwards when he first came out, and I was fascinated with him. And I kept hearing this voice, this is what you're going to be doing. This is what you're going to be doing. And I said, no way. I can't do that. And look at me now.
And here you are.
Here I am. And I watched every show and taped everything he did, and I felt like I was being prepared for what I was going to do.
Yeah, he's got good, John Edwards explains well, like, how the frame of reference goes, how they use your mental lexicon to show imagery or convey meaning.
Yep. He helped me go from the academic and the private to stage psychic, which I am now.
Yeah.
When you're a reader like this, you can go into the clinical or the therapeutic realm or the religious realm, you know, working for a church or a clinic. But I'm on stage, and I'm entertaining. And John Edwards helped me a lot with that.
Have a bit of, I thought Von Praagh was very heartful and warm, and I can sense some of that same quality in you.
Yep. Van Praagh, Edwards, and Casey are my role models. I try to model myself after them in a way, or it just rubbed off on me because I had so much exposure to them.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's excellent.
Yes.
You say you have, and I can feel almost myself this big and wonderful audience behind you. I hear you refer to it, or all these people referred to sometimes, and I can feel that you have that. And how are they involved in what you do?
I am so intimidated by it. I tremble at times. I got people coming up to me now in the real world. Hey, I heard your show. And it's like, and every day it's two more, three more, four more. And tonight on the way home, four guys stop me, and it's really spreading through my real world also. And
you must be resonating it like a beacon of light everywhere you go.
It's the Yahoo group I have is responsible for probably 90% of my exposure.
Yeah, go ahead and give us all the ways people can reach you right now. It'd be a good time for that.
Okay, the quickest way of getting to me, and it's simplest, is just go to yahoogroups.com and punch in the search bar going within _2, and it'll take you right to my group. And then just click join, and you'll get a biweekly e-magazine that the group puts together, and you'll get emails when I'm doing my free shows in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like two or three free shows in my chat room.
Yeah. Thank you on behalf of the universe for your work of service. It's great that you do that.
I've been doing it for 8 years in a group format. And right now I'm doing like three shows a week, and they're like 4 hours long, sometimes 5 hours.
Wow. You're right. You must not get tired.
I can't get enough of it. I really can't get enough of it. I want to be over a major city on AM, FM, satellite, internet, and I want the world to hear me. And
great.
I'm not going to stop until it happens.
All right.
That's my attitude. And I want to do a lot of good. I want to develop as a fundraiser. I want to do a lot of good. I believe that I can get everything I need out of this, and at the same time, build a hospital wing, or buy a fire truck, or a rescue squad, an ambulance, or
awesome.
Or
you're
even
manifesting.
Open up a clinic. Yep. I just want to use the energy that I'm creating with all of this to better the world somehow.
And I'm sure that will foster your continued success.
Thank you. I have an attachment to mental health and veterans and the elderly and the Humane Society. I just have an interest in all these groups, and I think I can do a lot of good with what I do.
So. Great. All right, we're going to take just a little quick break here with another tune called I Am. This is a short tune, and then we're going to open the door wide for callers. So all you callers out there, now is going to be the time. So here we go. Here's the tune, I Am, and I'll talk to you afterwards.
I am.
Keep you waiting anymore. We're going to just keep on taking calls, and Don's given us the permission to go over tonight, so don't feel like there's a huge rush. We'll take a bunch and see where it takes us. So I'm sure there's one waiting already. Caller? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hello. Who am I speaking to tonight?
It's Stacy.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi.
And you have a question for Michael?
Yeah, I would like to know if I should stay with the job I have now or quit.
That's interesting, because I was pulled to a major change in your life in a lot of different areas, too. Let me see here. Let me pull in something. You know, I keep hearing start again, start over. I'm not one to be a definite on a question like this. I wouldn't want to be held responsible.
It's hard to speak in absolutes.
You know, I really don't give absolutes, and I'm very good at not doing it. I'm just explaining to you why I'm not doing it for you. But I am hearing start over again. I am hearing it repeated in my ear, start over again. So I want you to think about that. Now, I also feel that you have abilities and talents that's being wasted, and you feel frustrated. And I feel as though if you were to leave, you would do well. I feel that you would discover things in yourself that you don't even know are there yet, and it would be successful. Now, I want you to think about it, though, because you don't make a major change in your life on the advice of any psychic. That's
right.
That's the first thing I tell people. To me, a psychic reader is borderline entertainer, performance art, but can be other things if it needs to be.
You can help them better understand what it is they're feeling, for sure.
Exactly. I just try to give you the pros and cons, and just want you to enjoy what I do and the connection that I give you.
Because I kind of feel like I'm not like what I'm here for.
That's how I'm feeling, and it's causing some stress and frustrations within you. And I feel like, to be totally honest with you, I believe you're going to move on anyway, no matter what's said tonight. I do feel a change coming. I think if you decide, no, I'm not going to do it, I think eventually, probably even by the end of February, that you will probably have enough and leave anyway. It may even happen spontaneously. And if it does happen, just believe in your heart and listen to what I'm saying. I believe it will be successful. and it will bring out a lot of different blessings in you and abilities that you didn't even recognize before. You're going to be surprised at yourself what you can do.
And, wow.
Okay.
And another thing I'm feeling, I am feeling a new job. I'm hearing a new job. I have to say what I'm hearing, and I am hearing a new job. And I'm also hearing that it's going to lead to other changes in your life, a social circle, maybe even where you're living, a possibility. Or I'm just getting a major change in your life, and it's like a chain reaction.
Hmm.
Now, another thing I'm hearing, and it's a little bit of a warning, is that, first of all, you got some fun times coming. I feel like your friends are going to be important to you, and you're going to be having some fun between now and the end of February, different types of events and functions going on there socially. And I'm also, what I'm hearing is, as far as a warning goes, I feel you don't want to rush into, if you are to leave or quit your job, don't do it until probably the end of February. At least try to hang on that long, or at least the middle of February. If you can't take it enough and you know you're going, try to hang on to like the middle of February, end of February. And I believe that you'll be able to, you'll be in a cycle where you can think clearer and be able to make things happen quicker for yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Cool.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, that was really good. That was good information.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it seemed like you were getting quite a bit.
Yes, I like it when it happens like that. Sometimes I got to struggle, and sometimes I'm flooded. So.
Okay, we got another caller. Hello? Hello, caller?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, I was going to speak
up. Okay, go ahead. You got a question for Michael?
Yes. Okay.
Hi.
Hi. What my question is well, actually, I have I have two, but or can you just tell me, there's just one particular girl that I met, and I'd like to know if it's going to go anywhere. Her name is Trish, and can you tell me if me and my ex-girlfriend ever be back together, and her name is Shannon?
Let's see.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just looking at what I'm being given.
I'm sorry.
I'm just connecting to you here.
Turning in.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't want to give you any bad news. It's not really bad news, but what I'm feeling is between now and the end of February, I don't see much happening with either female, really.
Do what now?
I don't see much happening with either female.
Either one.
You understand what I'm between now and the end of February, I don't see a lot happening in your relationship realm. I see it staying pretty much the same. Okay? Just the same it is now, I feel it being almost like that at the end of February.
I see.
You're dealing with the same issues and the same energy and experiences. I don't see much of a change in relationships. And I don't see much. I don't see much of an opportunity to move forward with either female, or any female, for that fact.
Wow.
Okay. I feel like you're basically going to have to like wait until the end of February and hope things change. That's basically how I would handle it.
I see. So
one thing I am being shown for you is that there may be something that needs to be agreed to, or you may have to sign some type of an agreement or contract may need to be signed.
Made?
You're going to be dealing with some type of a contract, something that needs to be agreed upon or signed by you. So this might be something that you're dealing with between now and the end of February also.
Hmm.
Okay, so...
Okay, is it love-related or relationships, or you don't know?
I'm going to your love life and relationships.
I
feel everything's staying pretty much the same until the end of February.
Pretty much the same.
Pretty
but things could change after that.
Well, caller, if you don't mind, Michael, I'm getting a little something myself that, I think you might need to change what you're radiating out to find a woman that you'd be happy with.
I see. Okay. Well, basically, I like to have an ex-girlfriend, best friend, and we've been friends for years, but we ain't got back together, but my, what you call love life, I stay single for years and years and years, and I don't know if it's true, but I was told there was like a curse placed on me when I was 13.
Well,
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think that it's probably more how you view yourself that could be a curse. You know, if you believe there's a curse, then you're cursed.
And
you choose to be loving and share yourself in a positive way, you won't have any trouble attracting somebody to share that with.
I see. So basically, okay. All right. Thank you. All right.
Hi. That's good.
Couldn't help it. It started coming out of my mind there too. So
that's good. I also felt there was a lot of issues around both relationships with him too.
Yeah, you gotta let go sometimes to move forward.
Yep.
All right, another caller, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you tell us your name and if you want, where you're calling from?
My name is Cindy and I'm calling from West Virginia.
Oh, cool. You got a question for Michael?
Just whatever he wants to tell me.
How you doing, Cindy?
Hey, what's up?
Good, I like those types of readings. I just let it flow.
Yeah, I gotta let you be you, I know that.
That's right. Okay, first thing I'm getting is maybe some type of travel with business or work or finances or career. There may be some running around connected to that.
Okay.
I'm also feeling a possibility of somebody visiting you. And I feel like they may have to travel a ways to visit you also.
Oh,
and,
wow. Okay.
And I'm also hearing some moving imagery. Somebody close to you moving or you need to
move? My son's moving in here tomorrow.
Okay, because I'm hearing moving. Tell her about the moving and then she'll know.
Oh, I already know.
Well,
I tried to move before they found me, but it didn't work.
Yeah. I feel it being okay. Don't panic.
Yeah. Well, you don't get that.
I'm hearing a pleasant young man, so he must be an okay kid, so it's not going to be all that bad.
I love my daughter-in-law.
Yeah. I'm hearing moving, and it's going on around you. And changes in your lifestyle and what's going on in the home, and that's obvious, and they're also validating that there'll be some changes. You're just going to have to roll with the, go with the flow and do the best you can with it. I'm also getting, I feel like it's might be a little nut, like a nut house for a few days, running around and phone ringing and messages and do this and do that. You're going to be dealing with that, so prepare for it.
That would be different than any other day because.
Yeah. And I'm getting haunts around you. I'm feeling very loving. I feel like as a family, you're going to do okay. It's going to be very loving and good for everybody involved. It's not going to be as hectic as you think it will be. It might be at first, but then it's
going to... That's my worry.
Yeah, it's going to be a blessing in a way. It'll be pleasant. And romance, too. Are you in a relationship or...
Never.
Nobody?
Never.
Never?
Well, you got hearts around you.
Yeah, don't be surprised. I'm talking the end of February. I mean, it could... Don't be surprised. I'm feeling very romantic here, and I'm being shown some hearts. Now, this could be somebody real close to you, but I'm being pulled to you in a way, so stay open to that.
Okay.
And,
excellent.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, that was interesting. Maybe the change is going to bring somebody new somehow.
Yeah, it could happen. And a lot of my readings are validated on the message board at the club, so you get to see validations.
And where are they validated at?
We have a message board that's a year and a half old, and it's loaded with validations from all around the world.
Oh, great.
On my readings.
Yeah, so those of you tonight that get... have gotten the benefit of Michael's insight, drop by and let him know if he hit.
And you can get into my free shows three times a week and get a reading. I mean, I go to who I'm pulled to. You may have to wait a few shows, but I do rotate it fairly.
Yeah, so you're going to be available in a lot of different ways now.
I hope so. I want to expand.
Yeah, I see. I mean, obviously, it is expanding, so that's great. I mean, I feel
it's
that for you, too, expansion.
Well, I got an excellent manager, and I got an excellent producer, and they are my heart and soul, and I don't know where I'd be without them. It's my manager is Julie Caproni in Manhattan, and my producer is Shailene Bassett in Nova Scotia. She's my webmaster, and she produces all my graphics and whatever I'm producing. And NRE Magazine, she produces that too. And there's a lot of other people involved, and I'm just, I'm too nervous to mention them all, but I will eventually as my shows go on.
Yeah.
You'll get to hear about them all.
Great. Well, thanks everybody for helping Michael out and being of service. That's what we're all about here, too.
They're a blessing.
Great. And now, do we have a beep? Someone waiting on the line?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Oh, hi. Sorry, we were, have you been here with us for a couple minutes?
No.
Oh, great. Well, hello. You got a question for Michael?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
Juliana.
All right.
Hi, Juliana. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Let's see here. I'm getting something weighing heavy on my heart. I feel some weight on my shoulders here. I feel like you may be in a situation or a predicament that's maybe causing some stress or some heartache or sadness. And I'm hearing to tell you that no matter where this is going, I feel like this may be going to friendships or relationship or family. And I'm hearing to tell you that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and that this will work out no matter what it is you're going through or whatever you go through between now and the end of February, connected to family or relationship or heart issues, that it will work out for you. And I'm also hearing that dwell on patience and be brave and strong, and you'll get through anything that comes your way, especially between now and the end of February.
Okay.
And this, I'm feeling a female energy that is going to be comforting to you and help you in a lot of different ways. So stay open to any family members that are close to you, like females or friend, a female friend that may be comforting to you. Be open to them, and you can rely on them. I feel like they're going to help you in a lot of different ways between now and the end of February.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Valuable
thank
insight.
You.
All right. So how about we take about three more calls, and then we'll wrap her up. So,
hey,
I think there's probably a couple more people that would like to get forward on. And here we have one right now. Go ahead, caller. Introduce yourself.
Hi, Michael. This is George F. from Buffalo.
How you doing, George S.? Good hearing you.
How you doing, Michael? I'm doing great.
I'm doing fantastic. Listen, right off the bat, I'm getting finances increasing, and I feel like I'm winning something, or somebody's giving me something. I don't want to go windfall, but I do want to. I feel like somebody's helping me or giving me something, and I'm being pulled to finances also. I'm excited about it, almost like I won something and somebody gave me something. And I'm also feeling that I'm getting an increase in finances and moving forward on finances, and it could go to whatever your income is, and then whatever you're doing on the side too. I feel like there's stuff on the side that's going to pay off for you also. I'm getting communication about finances increase in a letter or a notice, possibly in the mail. They're waving a letter at me, so you may be getting some type of a notice in the mail that there's an increase in finances. Or
sounds like a publisher's clearinghouse victory.
It could even be a notice that something's going up, you know, some type of an increase somewhere. So, or even something you've been waiting to hear, like a loan improvement or a grant, or just something coming through for you financially. Some good news about finances with that between now and the end of February. Okay.
That sounds good.
Okay, I'll leave you with that. It looks good for you, Georgette.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was good news.
Okay, and I'm enjoying this. There must be another caller, or are we done?
I think we got, there is one. We'll take two more.
Okay.
And, we got one. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Jane.
Oh, hi. You got a question for Michael?
I sure do, actually. I was just wondering what was going to happen with my career.
Okay. Well, good question. I am getting a... I'm feeling like there's going to be a male somewhere in your work world or some type of a connection. There's a male energy, and he's connected to you. I don't know if this is a supervisor or a boss or a connection, somebody that can hook you up, but he cares about you and is connected to you and will act like a connection in a way. So I'm getting a male connecting you in the work world and in the career world. So be very open to any males that are in your realm right now that could steer you in the right direction or give you a tip or two or even do something for you in the work world and career.
Hmm.
Okay, and if you are giving some type of a what would you call it, info, inside info from a male, and follow through on it and investigate it because I feel like it'll pay off and it'll connect for you. But I feel like you know this guy, and it may be a friend already or an associate of some kind. So pay attention to your male friends and associates because I believe they can connect you and help you in whatever it is you're doing. Okay?
Wonderful. You don't happen to see what that's in, what kind of line of work that would be in?
No, I'm not getting anything on that. For some reason, I don't know why, but I'm feeling entertainment, the arts, design, possibly. I'm being shown pottery, too. I don't know why. Pottery is around you.
Pottery?
Museum?
I think I'm being pulled to the arts of some kind. I don't know. Do you have anything arts going on with you? You draw, you write?
Actually, I am involved in a paranormal group, and we're looking at doing a TV show, so...
Okay, well, I said entertainment, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit it right on the head, entertainment.
Yeah.
Stay right there and focus and continue, and your next connection is waiting to bump into you or already knows he's going to help you.
Wonderful. That's fantastic.
And it's definitely connected to entertainment.
Oh, good. Great.
Okay.
Great news.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Yeah, sometimes that's really helpful. I mean, sometimes we just have to know to look for people in our lives that could help us out at the right time.
Yeah, she was a little elusive, and I got around it.
Brought her back to original inclination.
In a way, I wasn't going to go to entertainment, but I just knew when I was being pulled to it, and I knew it was TV.
Yeah, you run into that a lot where you have to kind of go past a certain threshold or kind of keep working on it like that.
You'll run into all different types of sitters, and there's such a big difference between somebody that's somebody that's coming out of college at 25 and going into the work world or
mm-hmm.
somebody that may be disabled or in a wheelchair or even a child. You're going to get a lot of different imagery.
Right.
Because the energy systems are interacting in a different way.
Yep.
So
you just got to go with the flow.
Yep, that's right. And also very important is say what you're hearing, say what you're feeling, and just believe in it. And
right, no doubt. That's what I said on my last week's show. You just got to have faith. Okay, I think we got our final caller for the night on the line.
Hello.
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 How are you this evening?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, real good. You been enjoying the show?
Yes, I have. It's been great.
Yeah, I've been enjoyed having Michael very much. Do you have a question for him tonight?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask for a general and see what he picks up on.
All right.
Okay. What was your name?
Yeah.
My name's Lynn.
Lynn?
Good, from North Carolina.
Good. How are you doing, Lynn?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I'm feeling businesswoman right away. A lot of business around you, or there will be. I'm feeling right now, I feel a little, people around, I feel like I'm, I'm surrounded by people that are demanding in a way, or it could be self-inflicted, like I'm thinking life is too demanding. I just feel like I'm under demand right now, and it's people around me and things around me.
That's correct.
What I am hearing also is to, for the time being, you're okay. You're in a safe zone, and if you can, I feel like things are going to open up for you by the end of February, number one. Things are going to take off for you. Whatever it is you're working on or whatever it is you're trying to pull into yourself will manifest or show signs of it or be satisfying in a way that satisfies you.
So just in life in general, you mean?
I'm being pulled more to business, work, and career and business-like
okay.
matters. This could be negotiations. This could be buying, selling. This could be career, moving forward. Okay? I feel like you're going to stay... And you should stay pretty much the same right up until around the middle of February, end of February, and things will open up for you.
Wonderful.
Okay? And I feel like the reason you can't do it now is because of people around you and the world and different things in your life, and it just seems like there's a lot of different things in your way now, and they won't be there at the end of February, or they would have changed, and you'll be able to work your way through it.
Wonderful.
Okay, and I'm also hearing that you're okay now, you're safe, keep everything pretty much intact and be happy with it. And then right around the middle of February, the end of February, start really pushing forward and allowing things to come into you, and you'll do just fine in business, career, and finances.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right.
All right,
thank
you guys
you.
Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Good night.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you to all our callers that have called in tonight. That was our last one for tonight. And, yeah, Michael, it's been great.
I had a ball, Christopher.
Man, I feel like we're old friends.
I want to become old friends. I hope I'm around a long time here, and I'm looking forward to growing with BBS and all the people here. And like I said, I invite everybody to join my Yahoo group. If you like what I do, join my Yahoo group. It's the quickest way of getting a hold of me.
Yeah, you want to give all the details one last time?
I would go to www.yahoogroups.com and type in the search bar, going within _2, and it'll take you right to my group. And then you can just click join this group, and you'll be in touch with me.
All right, and don't forget to listen to Michael's show Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Central on BBS Radio, and look for the Possible Day show that he's going to be developing. And as always, keep visiting www.creativecosmos.org, blogandservice.com, and check out the new transcendenceworldmovement.com and what we're cooking up over there. Okay, and one last time, thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you, Christopher. I enjoyed myself. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to do it again with you.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
All right. Until next time, everybody, I will be enjoying my ride through space.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm enjoying my ride through space. I'm enjoying this time. Magic really can confound, and I get so very turned around. This is when I have to look and see a thousand million stars for me. I'm enjoying my ride through space. I'm enjoying. I want
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.